Uyazi abaka Trump labo futhi kande bakhala ngakho konoko. Kukhanya undodalwana wafuqelwa ukuthi angene, ukuthi athathele uBiden amavoti. Kodwa kanye ekusini le sibe yiboomerang ngoba there's a lot of people who are unhappy ukuthi uTrump uzangena ku-White House elibhagethi eNdiana. Njalo abanye lo babemsupport, abanye they're tired bathi hayi, we don't need the turbulence le indoda that he brings. So u-RFK nge-Kennedy name lokuba li-Democrat and lokuba yi-free spirit for ukhulumela, you know, free access to ama-recreational drugs and stuff like that. Njengomuntu layo vele kuyimpilo yakhe kumbe kwakuyimpilo yakhe. He's supposed to take out a chunk of liberal, ama-liberal voters who vote Democrats. But into yakhona kanya abangamthabeli uTrump kanya nguye abaya kuye ku-RFK. Nguye ngani ukhuluma into zama-conspiracy ezingazwakaliyo. And then esesiba ngumuntu lwana olama morals are loose. As it is, amaphandisi athi hayi, it's not a given ukuba uthathele uBiden.
Singabona sebebathathu ababe bencintisa, kungakusitshoni kumbusazwe welemeli.
Angithi yena uRFK ugijima ngetikiti le elama-Democrat, kodwa ngasoze amudle uBiden. I-Democrat ticket izathathwa nguye uBiden. U-RFK sekuzamele adinge enye indlela kumbe agijime e-third party kumbe e-independent. Ama-voters amaningi by now asedecidile. U-Trump nguye olokhe bangumsindo, kodwa ama-numbers akhe akakhanyi. Bebe-questiona nje ukuthi ngoba there's been this theory ukuthi Americans love rebels, kumbe they love the underdog. And uTrump bese khanya engumuntu o under pressure, khanya ngani bamphithimisa, he's got 85 cases. So bebe sithi that would turn public sympathy toward him, ukuthi bethi hawu kanti bamenza noTrump. Kodwa akula evidence ukuthi abantu bamzwela